Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, we got our Survivor music going. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Survivor Season 32, Brain versus Brawn versus Beauty for the second time and apparently Survivor's most difficult season yet. I'm your host, I'm Paige Bonanno. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno, and I'm joined by my co-host tonight.
That's right, I'm Michael Rippey, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Rips. M-I-K-E-R-I-P-S.
Nice, and we're so excited to have Michael here tonight. It's going to be a crazy season of Survivor 32, Brain, Brawn, Beauty. All right, so I think the best way to start is kind of just to dive into the the new contestants that we have.
Absolutely.
What was your first thought when you saw all of them? Was there anybody that specifically stood out to you?
Well, a few of the contestants stood out to me. First, Nick, right?
Nick, okay. Remind me of Nick's.
Nick is on the Beauty Tribe.
Beauty personal trainer.
A personal trainer. Yes. Really into his looks. He's better looking than most.
Oh, better looking than most. He's the one that was like, I will say that I've had an easier life because I'm so beautiful.
That's right. He also said 39 days, $1 million. Basically, he already has it like locked up.
He's got it.
So he stood out immediately. Also, I would say Caleb.
Let's see. Army veteran.
Army veteran. Right in the intro, he jumps off of the boat with his cowboy hat.
Into the water to get the chicken. Oh my god.
Which is incredible. He didn't even take the cowboy hat off.
He just didn't care.
Into the water, fully dressed, to get the chicken.
I feel like we have some crazy people on this season. You know, they're also new. Last season was kind of fun because we saw people that, you know, we've seen in the past. There was a second chance. They all came back. And it's kind of refreshing to see an entire new cast that can't make as many alliances beforehand and doesn't know each other and whatnot. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of get started. So obviously we said we have the brains, the bronze, the beauty. So on our brawn team, they're red. We have Kyle, Alicia, Scott, Sydney, Jennifer, and Darnell. So there's six people each tribe. Brains, Joe, Debbie, Aubrey, Elizabeth, Neil, and Peter. And beauty, Anna, Michelle, Caleb, who was on Big Brother. Nick, Julia, and Ty, who was my favorite. We were a little confused why he was on the Beauty Tribe, as was he, it seemed like, but, you know, he's beautiful on the inside, so that's what counts. So we'll go through each person a little bit. So we have Peter on the brains, who's an ER doctor. He's 34. What did you think about Peter? Anything stand out to you special about him, or was he just kind of like in the background a little?
I think the most right away was the Obama resemblance.
Yes.
That Debbie pointed out immediately.
Obama. He was like, if you're going to call me Obama, you know, it's fine by me, but they got to be okay with getting beat by Obama because I'm going to win.
Yeah, so he seems like I like him.
Yeah,
like
he's a good looking guy too.
Yeah, he seems sharp. So.
Yeah, for sure. Then we have Neil, who Neil's profession is an ice cream entrepreneur. So what exactly does an ice cream entrepreneur do?
Makes new flavors? Yeah.
Because I'd love to be friends with this guy and get some new ice cream flavors.
Right. It might be tough to be out in the jungle for 39 days without any ice cream
tasting. You don't get the taste. Yeah. You don't get to like try your new ice cream flavors. Did you guys notice that he had ice cream pants on?
I didn't.
Yeah. He had yellow pants with ice cream cones all over it. So I thought that was a little nice touch so we remember who he is. Then we have Debbie on Brains, the chemist. She's 49.
She knows everything. Apparently, Debbie knows everything. At least Debbie will have you believe that.
Debbie will have you believe that. And Debbie apparently speaks pretty highly of herself from what we've heard.
Yeah.
She seems like, I mean, she seems like a good asset to the team, but maybe that she could get a little bit on people's nerves. So I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it seems like she might be being too strong immediately.
From
the
get-go.
From the get-go. You want to kind of be a little subtle at the start, you think, where she's just taking command of everything.
Yeah, it seems like, too, like, being a little older, maybe she just honestly doesn't care. Like, the younger Survivor fans, I always feel like, are a little different than the older ones.
Right.
And she just kind of went in there, like, head first, like, I know how to make fire, I know how to do this, I know how to do that. And it's like, well, why don't you do it?
The thing that worries me about Debbie that's under the table, kind of, is that she was really thin. Right at the start of the show, they showed her in her bikini, and it's grueling, it's hot. I mean, can she make it 39 days already that thin?
Yeah, already that thin and already being, like, I mean, not, like, 49's old, but, you know, a little bit to a disadvantage, being a little bit older, and it seems like she doesn't have much strength on her body at all.
Right, so then she's going to wear out. Who knows? We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that happens. So we have Aubrey, who's a social media marketer. She's 29, so she's kind of young, and she's the one that had kind of a little panic attack going.
A little bit of a freak out.
And, yeah, well, we can get more into that later, but we'll see how Aubrey does.
We'll have to see if she has any more freak outs.
Yeah. And then we have Joe, who's a former FBI agent, and Joe is, I think, he's our oldest one on Survivor this season, 72. And he looks pretty damn good for being 72.
I agree. The first thing I thought about was that he was 71, 72. And I'm like, wow, he looks really
good. His body was banging.
And it sounded like he had his wherewithals. Mm-hmm. And he seems like he's going to be a guy to watch out for in this.
I think so, too. And when he was in the FBI, he was a former hostage negotiator, which is very, like, impressive and crazy. And obviously he went through a lot of grueling things in his life. So it's... Well, like, I feel like he'll do pretty good and
be able to play this. You know, he knows strategy. Tactics, mm-hmm.
How to get people to, you know, like, their minds mm-hmm. and, like, how to play them and stuff. So, and then we have Elizabeth, our last person on Brains, who is a quantitative strategist. She's 27, and I can't even remember really who Elizabeth was. Like, did she really stand out to us?
The thing that's not much. She kind of went under the table, but she said something that I picked up on. She said something about Joe being maybe medevaced out.
Medevaced?
Yeah, because he was so old based on his age.
Okay, wait, can I see? I know he has a little cheat sheet over here who shows what they all look like.
Yeah.
So which one's Elizabeth? Oh, yeah, so Elizabeth obviously didn't really stand out to me because I still don't recognize her on the sheet. But yeah, I guess that was a little rude. But so maybe you'll be the one being medevaced out because Joe seems in a lot better shape than everybody else on the team.
And so that is something I want to see is because they put that in there. We'll have to see if maybe she is the one that ends up getting medevaced. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. All right. So that goes through our Brains tribe. So now we move on to beauty, and our number one up here, we got Ty, who's a gardener. He's 51. Ty loves the trees. He doesn't want people to hurt the trees because he's a gardener and he just seems like an all-around great guy.
He does.
I really liked Ty.
I liked him, too.
Yeah. We have Nick, who's a personal trainer, who we got into a little bit about earlier, and he loves the way he looks, and he's got a nice bod. We have Anna, who's the pro poker player. She's 26. She's younger. She said that she'll definitely, like, use her boobs if she needs to get people to notice her. So we'll see how that goes. Then we have Michelle, who's the bartender. She's 24, so she's one of the younger ones on the team. But then we have Julia, who's a college student. She's 19. She's the youngest one we have on Survivor. So the age range is anywhere from 19 to 72, which is a big
range. And she's in a sorority, I guess, at BU, right?
Yeah, that's right. She's in a sorority.
So we'll see how that plays into getting along with your peers.
Yeah, Michelle and Anna, the little girl alliance. And then Caleb, who's an Army veteran. And Caleb was one of, like, the most interesting people to me, and I thought that he... like, will have a really good strategy throughout. And he seems like a good guy.
He does.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the start of the show, the first segment, he jumps off the boat. I loved it. To get a chicken right into the water, grabs the chicken out. I think he has a real chance to do well. They also mentioned when he was talking to the ladies in the tribe mm-hmm. that he was on Big Brother, and they said he never changed his alliances.
That's right. So Caleb was the one on Big Brother.
Right, he's on Big Brother. He seemed like he's charming, and mm-hmm. he said he's got he's competitive, and the mental mm-hmm. capacity is there. So I like him.
Yeah, and he seemed like he was, like, under the radar a little, which is good for him, I'm sure.
He's got good looks, so he's got a good package to mm-hmm. do well in the game, we'll have to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So that leads us to Braun. So first we have Kyle, who's the bounty hunter. He's 31. So he's the bounty hunter. What do you think about that?
I hope he's an immunity idol hunter. Yeah. You know what I mean? That would be great.
Bounty hunter, immunity idol hunter. Like, we'll see. So we have Darnell.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see on the flip side. Postal worker, 27. He was also from Chicago.
He made a brutal mistake.
He made a brutal mistake.
To do the dive, yeah. And he lost the goggles, and he couldn't recover. That was that was a death.
I'm still upset about Darnell, and I will get into that a little bit later. Yeah. So then we have Jennifer, who's a contractor. She's 38. Jennifer.
She gets insects into her
ears. That's what, that's what's going on with her. Alicia's the real estate agent, 24. We saw her at the end, kind of being on the chopping block along with Darnell.
Also, according to Jason, that's Blondie.
Blondie. So she doesn't. Nickname.
She's just Blondie.
Her hair's a little purple, though. Yeah. Purpley pink. Yeah.
Might need a new dye job.
Right. And then we have Scott, who's a former NBA champion.
That's right.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. We'll see how he does. And then our last but not least, we have Sydney, who's a bodybuilder. She's pretty young, too, and apparently she's the ninth strongest woman in the world. So that's insane. And her body's nuts.
I want to know more about how they rank that, but yeah.
Yeah.
She's the ninth.
Do they have
10.
A competition? Probably, because she's... in bodybuilding competition.
Yeah, she came right out with it that she didn't like Alicia, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Immediately, she just didn't like her.
And she never flipped.
Never flipped, mm-hmm. Wrote her name down, and it was like a done deal. So she clearly has her ideas and goes right to them.
Yeah, and I mean, that's good because you'll see, I mean, it may be bad, but it's also, you know, she's going to go on her alliances, and that's what she's going to do. She's not going
to
flip.
And she did sort of, her and Darnell seem like they might start to create something there, but now Darnell's
gone. Yeah, but now they're gone. So it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of cool things that I heard about this season of Survivor that, you know, Jeff kind of talked about. First was that they're going to implement an idol switch this season. Did anybody hear about that? I was looking it up, so, I mean, you guys might have seen it, but basically the idols will combine to create a superpower, allowing the player to use it in different ways depending if they have two or three in possession. So, like, one idol's just not going to do the job. Like, mm-hmm. You can have a couple, and then, like, apparently this will shake up the game and omit several idols at once, saving a whole alliance from elimination,
right.
If need be.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. Like, I think it'll make it a little bit different.
I want to go into that when I actually see it, like having no idea what's going to happen, so I'm just as surprised.
Right.
So I'm going to wait.
Because I don't, like, it's weird that they said a superpower. Like, what? I wish they would have just used a little bit different terms. But anyways, also I heard that there's going to be 3 medical emergencies and 1 medical evacuation,
right.
Which we kind of had a little preview to before, like he's going to be medevaced out or whatever. But I don't think it'll be Joe, but apparently from, you know, the buzz going around, there's a couple of medical emergencies. It's grueling.
There are. And so can I ask you? I mean, it's early. Obviously, we've only seen the first episode.
Yeah.
If you're going to take a guess, maybe a couple or maybe on a tribe, who is the person you think is going to get medevaced out?
Oh, well, I have one, which is Aubrey. Aubrey's definitely either going to have some type of medical emergency or get medevaced out. I think, honestly, she might get medevaced out. We're saying medevaced now because that's what she said, but... You know what I'm saying.
So let's say if we're looking at one of the teams that there's going to be the medevac from, you think it's going to be the Brains? I mean, Aubrey's on the Brains. Because I believe it's going to be Liz, based on that comment to that saying Joe is going to possibly be the one. I'm just
because.
A guess, but also just seem like she could.
I feel like, or maybe Debbie, like we were saying before, she's very thin. You know, like,
yeah.
I feel like Braun, although they were, like, farther back in the challenge today, I don't think that will reoccur. And I think that they're obviously very fit and strong. I don't necessarily think it'll be one of them.
They have the ninth strongest woman.
Yeah, the ninth strongest
woman.
Right.
In the world.
So she's, yeah. Watch her be the one that gets medevaced out. Brains, though, I feel like they're all very smart. Like, they'll do very well. But I feel like more of the medical problems will come from them just because they're not as, like, up to par, like, body and health-wise maybe as the other ones from what we've seen today.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Beauty, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. We got a personal trainer in there, an army vet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Aubrey, just because of the freak out we saw today, and also everybody was saying, you know, we're going to see this as a reoccurring thing.
Right.
We don't know.
And they were talking about the heat in the episode. It was only the first, you know, 3 days and stuff. So clearly,
mm-hmm.
as the conditions continue and linger and
mm-hmm.
they have, you know, less, you know, this muscle as the days go on, it's going to be more difficult
right.
for all of the survivors.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, so, yeah, so now those are our players. We're in Survivor 32. We're going to see who outwits, outplays, and outlasts.
And that was a great first episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It starts the typical thing, you know, fish, chicken, salvage, whatever you can. Let's go. Jeff Probst, 39 days, 18 people, 1 survivor, obviously. It was great. Love it. They're all jumping off the boat. You know, that never gets old.
Speaking of the intro, though,
uh-huh.
it doesn't ever get old. Is there anything you would have changed? Or because I was immediately thinking that when Jeff did the 39 days, 18 contestants, mm-hmm. whatnot, right at the end on the boat, he should have jumped into the water. Like, sell it, right?
Jeff Probst's not going to jump into the water. Come on. Also, speaking of Jeff Probst, apparently there were some rumors this season that he was going to leave the show and all this yada, yada, yada. Like, Jeff Probst gave, like, a statement, like, I'm never going to leave this show. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. There's no chance I would ever do that. Like, I'm able to live this lifestyle because of Survivor, and I'm going to stay with it as long as Survivor's on the air. And I love that because he's not, like, in it for the wrong reasons. Like, he really loves, like, the enthusiasm that he has is, like, the same as it was in the beginning, and he still loves it.
And Jeff Probst is Survivor.
Hey, Jeff Probst.
He
yeah.
is Survivor. He's a Survivor. You need Jeff Probst.
I wonder how Jeff Probst would do out in the Survivor world.
I think he'd be pretty good.
He's seen everything.
He's seen everything. Yeah. He's been through enough editions.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we went through a little bit about everybody. I'm trying to see. I feel like there were some weird things that were said. Like, oh, when, like, Ty's, you know, talking about how he has a skinny body and a big head and he shouldn't be on the beauties. Like, what do you think? Like, what team do you think he should have been on?
Ty, well, I'm going to say this. I agree. You probably shouldn't have been on the beauty if you're just choosing six.
Mm-hmm.
He could be on Brains. He seemed like he's really smart. I mean, he was yeah. digging for the immunity idol in the trees, pulling up the roots.
And, like, we saw a little bit about Ty's background in there. He was saying, you know, like, this is my hood here. Like, I'm comfortable. But he was kidding. But then he got into it.
He's from Vietnam.
He's from Vietnam. You know, he survived the war. He was on this boat for 11 days.
He even showed the position he
yeah,
got into.
Yeah, like, he was in there for 11 days with no, like, little water, no food. And then, like, he said, which was crazy, that when they got off the boat, they were in an area literally, like, right down the street from where they were.
Right.
You know?
So same, like, jungle.
Yeah, same jungle. So I feel like he's gone through a lot. And you were saying before that you think he's definitely going to be a fan fave.
Absolutely.
But it just makes me a little nervous.
His voice.
I know.
His voice is so cute. It's adorable.
It's great.
And he's climbing the tree.
It just makes me a little nervous, though. Because, like, they didn't like when he was looking for the immunity idols.
Big mistake. You can't make that mistake right away and get caught that quickly.
I know. Like,
and not get the idol.
I know. But, like, he made the mistake, but it just always makes me mad. Like, I know that it's stupid, and I know that you shouldn't go look for the idol right away, whatever. But it just makes me mad because everybody gets so pissed off when the other person goes look for the idol. I'm like, if you had the chance to walk away for a little bit, like, you would go look for the idol, too. Like, everybody wants the idol.
Right.
And I know that this probably sounds stupid, but no. I feel like Ty was just doing what he had to do.
He's doing what he had to do. Unfortunately, he got caught. But
I know, he got caught. That's
the problem. It wasn't the end of the world. And as the days go on,
yeah.
They'll probably kind of forget about it.
I hope
that,
so.
Think.
But they still seem pretty close. But I'm just wondering why, like, when they started to come over, like, why he just didn't pretend he was going to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, well, it seems like he might be too honest.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to go to. He's like, I got caught. You know what I mean? So it was cute. I loved it.
But
he was like, I got caught. They saw me. Like, he didn't even be like, I got to lie. You know
yeah,
I mean?
He was like, oh, I was doing this. Like, I literally got caught. Give me five. And he goes, give me 5 more minutes to go look for the idol. Like, so then if you find the idol, then you're going to tell everybody, like, hey, guys, yeah, I got it.
He can't hide the idol.
But maybe he'll find 3 idols, and then he'll be able to use it as a superpower to save everybody.
I like Ty. I think he's got a good chance to go a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Ty a lot, too. Okay, so going back, we'll talk about how the Brain group, so they were talking about how, you know, Debbie's intense, borderline annoying, she talks highly of herself, yada, yada. Then we see that Debbie was with Joe while everybody else was in the water. So we had the 4 younger people in the water, and then we had Debbie and Joe sitting on the sand. And they were kind of talking about how, like, Debbie and Joe are old, and, you know, we think that they're not going to be the ones that are going to stay long, and, you know, they're the low-hanging fruit, so they're going to be eaten first. And right. I'm like, why are they talking about Joe this way? Like, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Can you, like, comment and let me know? Because I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah, no, they didn't really show Joe too much in the episode,
yeah.
But it seemed like...
Like, I understand...
Just because his
the
age...
The Debbie thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the Joe, I didn't get the Joe thing just because his age.
Like, right.
It looks like he's fit.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's in
the
70s.
And that just... I don't want them to, like, push him out right away just because he's
taking
old.
Advantage of him
yeah.
just because he's elderly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so just because he was sitting with Debbie, now you have to, like, throw him in the old person category and, like, he can't do anything?
I think you're Team Joe.
Oh, I'm Team Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, I was Team Joe last season with other Joe, and now I'm Team Joe again and Team Ty. So we'll see.
What about on the Braun team then? You've Team Ty, Team Joe.
Okay, yes.
On the Braun team, are you Team... Well, I mean, who are you supporting on the Braun squad?
On the Braun squad?
Yeah.
Jason,
Jenny, Scott,
Oh,
Jenny,
oh, oh, oh.
Alicia. I mean, do you like any of them?
Wait, who's the guy with the big gauges, the tattoos, the two daughters?
Jason.
Jason's on Braun?
Yeah.
Why don't I have him on my list? Yeah, Jason's my favorite then, for sure. I love Jason.
Yeah.
But...
with the basketball player, Scott, and they were teaming up. He was at Travel Council, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm...
okay, so you're Team Jason.
My, yeah, so I'm Team Jason. Right. Sorry, yeah. I have to, like, look at my stuff.
It's good. Team Jason.
Team Jason, Team Ty, Team Joe.
Team Ty, Team Joe. Okay.
Yep, I do love Jason. What about you?
Yeah, it's hard for me in the Braun team. I think I'm going to go with Sydney.
Sydney's pretty cool.
I think, you know, yeah. I like that she's one of the strongest people in the world.
Yeah, in the world.
Mm-hmm. I like that she's decisive in her decision-making. Yeah. She seemed authoritative. She's got it all. I think she's got the whole package for the Braun team.
She's beautiful, too, and her body's awesome.
She's very good looking. I was thinking immediately she could have easily been on the beauty team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But she was too strong. You know, they're like, we got to push you.
Too strong. The Brains team, I like Joe. I'd say I'm Team Joe, but I'm also Team Peter, also known as Obama.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool. I like Obama.
I think he's subtly got something going on there. And then the beauty team, I really like Caleb.
I like Caleb.
A lot. And I also like Ty.
Yeah, I like Caleb the best out of that group. Well, obviously Ty first, but then Caleb.
How about this? If you could take away one player from each team.
Okay.
Who are you taking
away? Debbie from Brains. Anna from Beauty. And friggin', who's that girl? Alicia from
Alicia.
Braun. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'd have to take Alicia away from Braun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which she should have been taken away tonight.
I'm going to take Aubrey away from the Brains.
Okay. What was I thinking?
I mean, she freaked
out. I like Aubrey better than Debbie, though.
She freaked out. Yeah, I think Debbie's so easy to just get rid of. So.
Yeah.
And then Beauty, I got to say Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick. Even if you are that into yourself, and I feel like you should at least...
Yeah, be a little more subtle about it. That's probably what got him on the show, though, like talking up how beautiful
it is. But especially at the start, right?
Yeah.
You're just meeting everyone, like, play it a little bit, like, use that to your advantage.
Right.
Not come out as, look at me, you know.
Look at me, yeah.
Because he already, I mean, they even said, like, Michelle is the bartender. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, we have this tall, handsome guy, and he's talking about him. So I could see maybe something between Michelle and Nick. We'll see.
Julia was the college student, and they like, were all talking about how good looking they were, so. Yeah, we'll see. So the next kind of like big situation after the Aubrey freakout was Jennifer with the bug in her ear. So that was a little intense. Like it seemed like it really hurt, and the bug looked pretty small, like in the camera angle. But they were saying like that it was actually like this, which is like pretty long.
Yeah, absolutely. One question.
Yeah.
When they showed the bug coming out of the ear, it seemed like. They were just looking at it, her teammates. No one was actually like, oh my God, we have to get it out right now. Like, what happens if it just went back in and nothing happened?
The bug came out. Right. The bug came out the first time. And we were like, grab the bug.
And they're just like laughing.
They're like, ooh, the bug. Like, ooh, it's pretty big. Ew, it's gross. She's like, get it. And then like it crawled back in. They're like, no worries. Like, just let it crawl back out. I'm like.
Come on. If that's like us and there's a bug in my ear and it's about to come out, like, I want to grab it right away.
You better
do
whatever you can to get this bug out.
Even if you're like poking me or something. Like, get that shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it crawled back in, but then it came out right away, which is good. But. That was, I don't even know what I would do in a situation like that. Like, she was literally up all night.
That was
and scary. I kept asking you, I'm like, where's the medic? But I guess they just wanted to see how it plays out.
I don't know. I was thinking, in my head at the time watching, I'm thinking, there's no way this is ending, like, without the bug. It's she has to go somewhere to get it out. How do you get the bug out?
Yeah, and it just crawled out on its own.
It just left.
I wonder how far in the ear canal it was. But don't you, like, do you think that the medic would have helped? Or am I just stupid for thinking that? Like.
I would hope.
Wouldn't the medic help? Right.
I would think you would hope.
So why did the medic not help?
Well, I guess that she didn't want to feel like she...
No, it was probably just because they were like, it's not going to do anything bad. Like, let's just see how hurt you can be on camera.
And she probably was trying to remain strong. Yeah. I think that that's going to give her some, like,
I would be points. Like, someone get this out of my ear now. Like,
yeah. If can I just speak on this?
Yeah.
If there was a bug crawling in my ear on Survivor, I would freaking kill that medic before
you.
I let him walk away. Like,
thank you.
That is disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. So isn't that what the medic's there for?
You would think. I mean, you'd think that having something that close to you, like a very soft spot of your head, would be bad.
Right. What if it was actually poisonous or something?
And it was. She kept complaining. It's biting me. It's
it was making
deeper.
Her bleed.
Yeah.
And no help was given.
No help.
So now we see how.
But I think
the survivor
she earned some points down the road for going through that, coming out of it totally okay.
Agreed, agreed.
And not actually...
And everyone's like, okay.
She didn't leave or nothing happened.
Because at first...
She just dealt with it. And she had the blood. When you have the blood, that's more than just like, I'm freaking
Because people could have just thought like, oh, she's probably just in her head.
She could be pulling an Aubrey.
Right. Like,
I'm freaking out.
Yep.
Maybe it's not real. But then the fact she had the blood and the bug came out.
And she was one of... Yeah, because at least everybody saw the bug come
out. You saw the bug. You saw the
blood.
Yeah,
and it was just like, oh, never mind. It's gone.
And then she's like, I'm better. And you're like, okay.
Okay, all right. She survived it. She's a survivor.
She's a survivor.
But, yeah, I don't know. That was craziness to me. So, anyways, then we get into, you know, the immunity challenge. They have to do this whole thing with the boats, get the paddles underwater with the goggles, and you either have to do a puzzle or dexterity, which dexterity, I don't even think I've ever heard that word.
I don't think any of them heard.
Never heard that word.
All chose puzzle.
Yeah, they all chose puzzle. So first thing right out of the gate in the bronze, Darnell loses the goggles. Darnell can't get in the boat. Like, he literally couldn't get in the boat.
It's like, come on, Darnell.
Darnell. And he was a lifeguard.
Where?
I don't know. In Chicago?
How many kids did they lose?
Oh, Darnell. Honestly, though, like, I feel bad for him, but...
He was really accountable.
He was very accountable.
Stand up. I appreciated that. I wish he was still on the show because you'd like to see if he could get another chance, but...
Yeah.
When you volunteer and you jump off the boat and you lose the goggles in the water... You
know. And when they went back to camp, he did say, he was like... Like, he was talking about it for, like, a minute or a couple of minutes saying, I'm so sorry, you guys, I did this, but, like, please give me another chance. And I, like, said to Michael, I was like, stop saying this so many times. Like, they know that you're accountable, but, like, stop putting it in their heads. And, like, it just shows how he wants to take accountability and wants to take responsibility for his actions, and he's a good person.
That's right.
So, I don't know. But then we see, you know, because of this, the Braun team was so behind with everything. You know, everyone's super intense, they're all screaming, Brains are first and Beauty second, and then... Braun loses.
Yeah, and you know what I found interesting? I don't know if you did. It was all the girls that were going to do the puzzle.
Yeah.
The only time that there was a male at the puzzle point
was after
was when Scott tagged in for Alicia, and she couldn't continue.
Which, let's talk a little bit about Alicia, because, so, before the game even started, you know, they were standing there, she was standing with Sydney, saying, I'm no good at puzzles, I'm so bad at this, blah, 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 and Sydney's like, stop saying how bad you are at things, because it makes you bad at things, like, just pretend like you're good at it, or, you know, just do it and get it done. And so I feel like that was, like, showing her weakness a little bit. She didn't push the boat up, she, like, couldn't, she's not strong enough, she couldn't do any of that stuff, and then we see her get up to the puzzle, and so she's standing there with Jennifer. They're, like, about to start the puzzle. Jennifer starts grabbing the pieces, and Alicia's just literally standing there. And Jennifer goes, go grab the pieces. Right. And I'm like, she doesn't, like, think about what she's supposed to do next.
She was miscast. I feel like she was supposed to be on Beauty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like her and Time maybe should have switched.
And not Braun, because she didn't show too much Braun.
And she's a real estate broker, so why did they put her on... Why did they put her on Braun? Does anybody know? Can you comment?
If you guys know, let us know.
Please let us know.
We're curious.
Yes. So anyway, so that happened. And then, so she got tagged out. Scott went in. And they were just, they just inched and they lost. But I kind of figured that was going to happen. They did make a pretty good comeback.
They did. It was close. But then
but
came up short.
Yeah. So when we go back to camp, you know, like we said before, Darnell's promising loyalty. And they're basically saying, though, they don't really want to vote Darnell out, but they can only take so much stupid with Alicia. So, I don't know, they obviously don't really like her that much, but they were a little more upset with Darnell from everything. Scott was saying that he threw her a bone, he threw Alicia a bone, and she's just killing herself, so that was making me think, okay, they're going to swap, they're going to vote for Alicia. Mm-hmm. Did you think that they were going to vote for Alicia, or do you think Darnell?
I thought they were going to vote for Alicia.
You did? I did, too.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, so they...
She seems like dead weight, I think especially how she... showed herself in the actual challenge.
Right.
Moving forward, I would have thought that they would have wanted to keep Darnell for at least...
Who could be a little stronger.
A little bit stronger for future challenges. Yes, he messed up the diving part, but if you get over that, he did help carry it up. And they could need...
Right.
They could... That could come to, you know, hinder them moving forward in the challenges. They, you know, they could have kept him along.
Yeah.
And maybe used, you know, his mess up today in the future episodes against them. But I thought they made the wrong decision.
I do, too. And I feel like he's just a more loyal person. Like, Sydney said, too, she's like, I just can't stand... Or, I don't know if it's Sydney or Scott. Someone said that they just can't stand all the scheming that she's doing.
Right.
You know?
I think Scott said that. Because remember, she said, when he came over to talk to him before they went to the tribal council, he said to her, like, something about the, do you have the immunity idol?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'm
not going to say I did, not going to say I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she's playing a game right there when it could have been just honest and
straightforward. So. And like he said, he was throwing her a bone. He was telling her, just don't worry about it. We're going to do this. It's fine. And she's still freaking out, scheming. Like, just relax a little bit. I know that sometimes they do, you know, blindside you, but they obviously were pissed already at Darnell, so I wouldn't have made it a big deal. I don't think she would have been on the chopping block at all had it not been for that.
I agree.
So, yeah. So, then, anyways, so we get into tribal council. We're having this whole chat with Jeff Probst, obviously, at the beginning. And so then we see, as they're talking, they say, are we voting for the right one? And this is making me think, okay, they were going to vote for Darnell, but now they're going to vote for Alicia. But what the heck happened?
Well, they split the vote, right? Ugh. So then they go back and vote again. It was 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
They go back, they vote again without Darnell and Alicia voting. And then
Jason flips.
They flip.
Jason flips. So Jason had originally voted for Alicia to go, and he was the tying vote, right?
Right.
Because we knew that Sydney wasn't going to vote for Darnell.
I think also Scott. I think Jason and Scott.
Okay.
They both flipped.
Well, no, because Darnell, Alicia, and Jason voted for... No, Darnell... Sorry, Darnell, Alicia, and Jason. Darnell, Sydney, and Jason. Darnell, Sydney, and Jason. They voted for Alicia. Alicia, Scott, and whoever else is on the team.
Alicia, Scott, and Jenny?
And Jenny. Then they voted for... So it was 3-3. So Scott didn't flip.
But then they go... And then Darnell and Alicia don't vote. And then there was already 3 votes, right? For...
No, only one person... Because that takes him out. Only one person flipped.
Okay. Oh, and the moral of the story is...
Moral of the story...
Is that Darnell...
We know that Jason flipped. That's all we know.
Yeah, Jason flipped. Darnell went home.
Yeah.
And
Darnell's gone. And I'm very sad about it. And I wanted Alicia to go home.
Yeah. And
Survivor gets me so stressed out.
Alicia survived at least till episode 2.
At least another day.
At least another 3 days.
At least another 3 days. All right, Alicia. Good job. Sorry. Sorry, Darnell.
Maybe she'll make a change, a turnaround. You never know.
We'll see. Either that or she's going to be a goat, so. Anyways, that was Survivor, the first episode of season 32. What are your predictions for next week?
I can only predict that there's going to be another.
Ooh, our AfterBuzz TV predictions. Now, what are your thoughts?
I would say that the next episode is going to be even better than this episode.
Oh, that's a good prediction.
Yes.
That's a good one. I would say, if you had to vote for one person going home, who would you think?
Next week?
Yeah.
Can we do it by
tribe? By tribe, yeah.
I don't know who's going to lose.
Right, right, right.
So I think if Braun loses immunity next week, I would say Alicia.
Okay.
I think she's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Brains, I'm looking squarely at Debbie.
Okay, squarely at Debbie.
Right at Debbie.
Right at Debbie.
I think she's already going to be on everyone's nerves.
She's
and
gone.
And then finally, Beauty, I'm looking at...
Ty.
No, I think Ty is going to stick around.
Okay.
I like him. I'm going to believe in him. And I'm going to say Julia.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I could see it. But, oh, that alliance that Julia and Michelle or Anna had, you know, they were like, I loved you from the start. Oh, my God. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. I was like, this is a total sorority moment.
That's right.
So they could team up.
I agree. They could.
I'm thinking Debbie, Ty, Alicia. And I don't want Ty to go home, obviously. But, yeah. So that's our Survivor predictions for next week. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the first episode of season 32 of Survivor. Make sure to like us, subscribe to us on YouTube, you know, watch all our videos, follow us on Facebook, whatever you can do. I'm Paige Bonanno. I'm your host. Thank you guys so much for watching tonight. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno.
And I'm Mike Rippey, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Rips.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a great night.
See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.